farmer might say, I expect to get a big yield from this field because the soil is very
rich.
What's another word for rich? Beginning with an F. If you, what was the stuff?
Fertile, fertile.
Yeah, okay. And then what would you call flat, low-lying land along a stream?
Bottom land.
And how about low-lying grassland that might not be good for much except clover or hay?
Meadow.
Mm-hmm. Then how about a place where there is a lot of water and trees growing and maybe alligators?
Swamp.
Suppose it were near the sea or salt water.
A marsh.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would have known that one was fresh and the other swamp. Then, can you name different kinds of soil that they have around here?
Yes, we have sandy soil and loam and alkaline.
What does that mean?
It means there's a lot of lead in it.
Is that good or bad?
Well, for a few crops it's good, but it's sometimes you have to add something to it. If it's too much lime. There are a few crops, you know, different crops want different types of soil.
Do you know the term L-O-A-M?
Loam,
What is that?
Well, that's just the soil itself.
Just any kind of soil?
I think.
It's good, bad, or indifferent?
Well, the loam, I think it's good. I think it's good soil.
If you were getting water off the marshes, you'd say you're doing what?
Drain.
And what would you dig to drain the water?
What would you dig? Oh, a ditch.
Mm-hmm. And suppose it was something like a ditch but bigger and a boat could go in it.
A canal.
Okay. Then, since you don't live on the sea, you may not have a term for this. Do you have a name for a tidal stream that flows in and out with the tide? Okay. What would you call small flowing water? You said creek. Is there anything smaller than a creek?
A branch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
A brook.
Is it the same as?
As a branch, I think.
Essentially? Okay. Mm-hmm. Suppose there were a deep, narrow valley that had been cut by a stream of water, perhaps in the woods. What would you call it?
A valley? Ooh.
Might be 10 feet deep, 10 feet across. Can you picture it? I can't quite picture it as I...
No, I'm so blank, huh?
Would you use a word like ravine or gorge or gulch?
Well, now, I would... A gorge is something big, you know, like a canyon. And a ravine. In our... Just in this area, I don't think I would ever say a gorge. I'm sure there are places that would be a gorge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Suppose there was something, just a little water had washed out something after a heavy rain in the road, perhaps. That would be a...
That would be a washout.
Okay. How about the word gully? Do you use it?
Yes, gully. Gullies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A small rise in the land is a...
Hill.
Is there anything smaller than a hill?
Little hills and big hills.
The thing you turn on a door is the
knob.
Would you ever call a hill a knob?
No.
They do in East Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Before I forget, I was about to forget a water term. The large body of water that's south of Alabama and Mississippi.
Gulf.
What's the whole name?
Gulf of Mexico.
Okay. And then back to the hill again. What is something that's